Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Wendy Williams slams Ellen.
I'm not sure that all the guests are happy. I was a guest. I wasn't happy.
And the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills go to war. The shady move dividing the ladies. We're picking sides. Plus, J-Law once again proves she is all of us.
Breaking news. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are back together.
Getting shady in here today. Wendy Williams is coming for Ellen, and the Real Housewives are fighting over a bill. Happy Friday. I am on the struggle bus, hungover. Welcome to Daily Pop. Liliana Vasquez and Jody Sweetin are going to be propping me up today.
We got you.
We got you.
Because
we got
a
you.
Girl is hurting.
I wish I missed a hangover.
I don't.
I love you.
Literally, I almost called into work sick until I heard about this story. Wendy is doing what she does best, throwing major shade and giving her unfiltered take on why Ellen's really leaving her show.
I believe she's leaving because the workplace conditions, you know, 19 years on TV doesn't change your life. It exposes you for the person that you really are. I'm not sure that all the guests are happy. I was a guest. I wasn't happy. I don't know whether she told her current staff, though. She seems like the type of person that would come out on stage and announce it to everybody. And people are looking at the TV as she's saying it like, what just happened?
The ease at which Wendy just spills tea.
Right, that's what I'm saying. She's just sitting there like, I wasn't happy.
When we do those super cuts of Wendy just telling it like it is my favorite thing. And you know what it is? It's because of her radio experience. Mm-hmm. She can just flow like no one else. And by the way, she is saying what everyone is thinking and does not hold back. I love watching her take. This is why we watch Wendy Williams and could watch an hour of Wendy sitting in that purple chair by herself with no guests.
Oh my God, no guests. When I heard Ellen give the interview yesterday, when she said, all my guests said they had a great time, I was like, oh, here are the floodgates. They're gonna open for people to come out and say things. And I think a lot of times when a celebrity has a lot of sway and a lot of power like Ellen, no one's gonna speak against them.
Well, but let's remember the Dakota Johnson interview. I mean, that was one of the ones on Ellen where she was like, yeah, and that was one of the first times I feel like somebody kind of Ellen, you know, where they were like, actually, I did invite you and you did. And she was like,
Well, I think one of the first times Ellen kind of got a check was when all the stuff came out and Portia de Rossi, her wife, went ahead and posted the I stand with Ellen thing.
Yeah.
And no one retweeted it and no one said, oh, I stand with Ellen too.
Right.
First of all, why are you standing
with Ellen? What is there to stand about?
It's not
about
like that whole thing. But that's when I thought, oh, snap. This is going to cause a big ripple effect because she opened up those floodgates.
Right. I do like what Wendy said, though, about that being on TV for 19 years only exposes you. I've always said, you know, when people get money and fame and success, all of that stuff, it doesn't, I don't think it inherently changes who you are. I think it makes you more of what you, more of what you were going to be anyway. So if you were going to be kind and generous and all of those things, I think that it comes more with more success and money. And I think sometimes, you know, the more money and success that you have, the more that you feel available to get away with certain behaviors. Yeah. And you're like, oh, well, now that I have all of this stuff, maybe I can push it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Let's talk frame. Because you've been in Hollywood for a long time. And there's a point that I feel like we missed yesterday.
Okay.
When Les Moonves had his whole situation, we were like, CBS needs to take some accountability because they let that happen for so many years.
Right.
Why aren't we calling on the people who signed Ellen's checks for saying, you knew that this workplace was toxic for the last 10, 15 years, but yet you didn't take any accountability for it? There's a checks and balances everywhere.
Right, because it was kind of an open secret. I mean, it was something that had been discussed, was that there was some unhappiness on that set. I mean, I think a lot of people had heard that.
Well, I was going to say what Wendy also said there was she was talking to some of her producers. And in this industry, producers move from show to show as you move from L.A. to New York.
Right.
I mean, I think we all know somebody that's either worked on the show or been on the show. And if we're going to be frank, I'm going to ask you, like, based on people you know that have worked there or that have been on the show, has their experience been super positive?
It hasn't been the most positive. But I will say those people do what my friends in the music industry do. They stay somewhere for 5 years or 3 years.
Right.
And when they leave, they go to another job for an interview and they say, oh, my God, you survived 3 years with Ellen? How did you survive 5 years with that person?
Right.
Here's all the money in the world. Because if you can handle that, you can handle everything else.
Right.
I have a really weird suspicion, and I'm not taking up for Ellen with this, and I'm not saying it's not her fault that that workplace was not in tip-top shape. But after 19 years and working in such a toxic environment, you don't think there was one HR complaint to Warner Brothers?
Well, here's the thing. I do think that the way this works, and you know this, if you go to HR to complain, there are some deals that are done behind the scenes for employees. That is a reality of our business. So let's just say I went and said, you know what? This place is toxic. Here are my three complaints. I filed this with HR. I don't want to ruin my name in the business. Your reputation is all you have when you work in the entertainment industry. So if I'm a young producer, I'm 25 years old, I'm 27 years old, this is a dream job for me. I'm complaining against one of the biggest names in Hollywood. I want to keep that quiet. And I'm sure the people in charge at Ellen, and you're right, it's not just Ellen. It's everybody that was in charge with that show. I'm sure there were some down and dirty behind the scenes deals that kept people quiet for years. And at this point, we've had enough. And sadly, when you're young, you do keep quiet.
Well,
you do.
I think that's
in that situation.
Exactly. And that's sort of the unraveling of all of this, of what's happening now, is that those types of environments and people and places are no longer, it's not acceptable anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, just because you can do this, nobody's going to put up with it anymore. And I think, you know, unfortunately, we're finding that out. Like, nobody's going to tolerate this anymore. And you know, I do think years ago, if you went to HR, like, who's going to go against Ellen? Who was going to go against her? Nobody. But now I think people are like,
ready.
Okay.
I can do it.
Here's what happened.
Speaking of someone who should have filed an HR complaint, Prince Harry is getting very honest about how he was raised. And it involves pain and suffering. Listen to what he just told Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast.
If I've experienced some form of pain or suffering because of the pain or suffering that perhaps my father or my parents had suffered, I'm going to make sure that I break that cycle. Suddenly, I started to piece it all together and go, okay, so this is where he went to school. This is what happened. I know this bit about his life. I also know that's connected to his parents.
Yeah.
So that means that he's treating me the way that he was treated.
You have a lot to say.
I do have a lot to say, because here's the thing. Like, so I'm half Mexican, half Puerto Rican. And I think anybody that grows up in that kind of house knows that there are some behaviors that go down in that house behind closed doors that I would never want to repeat with my own children.
Yes.
And as I'm about to give birth in a couple months, I think about that. Now, that doesn't mean that my relationship with my mom is beyond repair or that I hold hostility against her. You repeat the mistakes, you repeat what you see, right, as a parent. If your parents treated you that way, you tend to repeat it. But I think what Harry is doing, and I think what a lot of people our age are doing, are saying, no, I've had a lot of therapy, right?
It's important. We're the generation of therapy.
We are, and like, I can hear the therapist in his voice right. when he's talking about it. And all he's saying is, listen, I don't want to repeat this again. I don't think that means that him and Charles are forever broken. I think he holds a lot of hurt in his heart, which I think any child that has grown up in what he grew up has
I can't imagine.
Like, I grew up, like, on the north side of Fort Worth, and I have a lot of hurt. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I can only imagine hurting like that on the global stage. So it's hard because I don't know that I would ever like go and talk about it the way he did because we do keep things private in our home.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think it's great. I applaud what he's doing.
I applaud him because I do think because of that silence and because of that, you know, years and years, I mean, hundreds of years, like you don't talk about the Royal Family. That's it. Nothing comes out. But my God, like at some point, somebody has to talk about what's going on and it's not probably really healthy for all of them, you know? And I think that it's important that Harry's coming out and being like, look, this is what's really going on. Like everyone loves the royals and everyone loves all this, but there's some really kind of hard, dark stuff in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big picture kind of bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like to look at the big picture. Right. And I think if my relationship was strained with anybody, would I go out and tell the truth, even if it was my truth, even if people could relate to it, even if it's something that every American goes through? If I'm having an issue with my mother at the time, I'm not going to add fuel to the fire because I know what the press is going to do because I'm an optics kind of girl. You know what I mean?
I hear that, but don't you think there's like a little bit of healing for him in this release? It's cathartic.
For him.
Yes, but Harry has to defend himself. He can't defend the royal family anymore. He has chosen himself, his wife, and his child, and his next little girl. Like, I think there's healing in him releasing. I mean, that's why I support...
But when you're releasing something like this, you can turn to your mother and say, by the way, I said that, and it was cathartic for me, and it was this moment, and I hope that you accept it. He's not having that conversation with his father because they are not talking. And when everybody's looking to point the finger at somebody, you already know Prince Charles is getting the blame.
Listen, so I don't want family drama on a global stage if I'm a royal.
No, oh God.
You couldn't pay me to be a royal.
Like, I'm just saying the timing is wrong.
Because everyone is watching.
Because everybody's watching and everyone's looking for cracks. Had he said this, you know, 3 years later, you know, when they were fine and they were all hunky-dory, I would say great. I just think the timing was bad.
Well, I also think there's a big reckoning happening with the royal family.
He's liberated. I love Harry now. He's liberated. He's on the podcast with Dax Shepard. Like, who would have thought if you had told us 10 years ago, Harry's going to sit down on Armchair Expert podcast with Dax Shepard, you'd have been like, what?
Right, yeah.
My God,
seriously?
I love a ginger. Coming up,
free
Jennifer Lawrence is freaking the F out, and we don't blame her. Plus, Kristen Cavallari is sharing her secret to co-parenting, but is her advice easier said than done? We'll discuss with two parents.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, yo, I am the star in any room that I stand in. I am the standout, you just my stand-in. These copy my homework, that's what they hand in.
Sure.
She is back and ready to reclaim her throne as the queen of hip-hop. Nicki Minaj broke the internet last night again with nearly a million views on IG Live as she re-released her 2009 mixtape, Beam Me Up, Scotty. It's on streaming services for the first time with a new track like Seeing Green with Drake and Lil Wayne. You guys, are you Barb? Are you into the second coming of Miss Minaj?
I love Nicki Minaj. Like she just writes her own rules. She gives no Fs. And in a world that has not been kind to female rappers, she has created a space that is wholly hers on her own terms amongst all these men and just breaks record after record after record. Like this woman is incredible, and she makes Crocs look good.
Yes.
So
right? That was, and then I saw a picture. I was like, okay, maybe.
Literally, I was like, oh, maybe after the baby, like, I'll get some Crocs, some pillows, and some diamonds, and pose like this. Mm-hmm. Because who makes Crocs look sexy?
Her, right? With I sit around like that on my desk in Crocs, but it just doesn't have the same.
Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Because it's like an old throw pillow, and, you know, my hair is not quite done. Yeah, no, it just doesn't look so good. Like that.
100%. So. I will say, Nicki Minaj is who she is because she is about the craft first and about her fans second. This woman releases music to make those people happy.
Yeah.
I've seen her on many occasions where she will be somewhere and she will talk to everybody. My love, my this. Oh my God, I saw you on Instagram. Thank you for that shout out, blah, blah, blah. This woman, you're right. 10 years in the game.
Yeah.
No one has done it like her. And I cannot wait to see what she has up her
sleeve. An incredibly smart businesswoman.
Oh my God, incredibly. Really. And she gives zero.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, none.
Someone else who's excited right now, Jennifer Lawrence. She is sharing some breaking news, sort of, in today's Papa Love and proving she is just like us. Now listen to the exact moment she heard about J-Lo and Ben Affleck while she was on the Bitch Bible podcast.
Breaking f-ing news. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are back together. They're on vacation. They are on vacation with each other right now. Clicking link in bio.
First of all, the girls were like, is this a reputable news source?
Right.
Bitch Bible, it was E. We are reputable, first and foremost. Okay, check your facts. Because we broke the story. Is there another celeb couple that would make you react this way? Because I have one that it's in my head that would make me probably pass out.
Ooh, that's a great question. Another
Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, Brad and, I mean, if Brad and Jennifer got back together, I think, like, the world would explode. Every magazine would just be done.
He can't even process it right now.
He
can't even process it right now.
We need to be careful. He's a little hungover. We don't need to.
I would turn straight. I would be like, yo, bro, I'm straight now. Everything has flipped on
that. That is right. Everything has flipped on its head.
Yeah. That would be incredible.
You guys, Kristen Cavallari is sharing her secrets to co-parenting with Jay Cutler. She tells Mr. Warburton magazine that the key is not to say anything bad about your ex in front of your kids, no matter how mad you are. Could you do this?
I do. Do this. I mean, I have two daughters and I have, you know, two exes that we have to deal with. And I will say, luckily, we're actually in a really good place right now. We communicate a lot better. It takes a lot of time. But of course, you get mad at the other, you know, the stuff happens. And I'm always like, I need to make sure and not put any of my stuff on my, and that's just not even with their dads, but with anyone. Like, I need to not put my stuff and my emotions
on
them.
Kids.
And I tell them all the time, I go, your relationship with your dad is entirely separate from me. You don't ever have to feel like you're being disloyal or any, you know, and I think it's really important to tell kids that because they do feel like in divorced homes, if I really love one parent and then I really love going to the other, like, am I being disloyal? Do I need to pick sides? Do I need to, you know, it's hard.
But you said we're in a good place right now.
Yeah.
Was that always the case? When you were in a bad place, did you ever catch yourself doing it? And that's how you got to the point where you would never do it again.
Yeah. No, I would say I actually was, I tried to be really, really good about it because I know how absolutely toxic it is. And I know, you know, sometimes it doesn't always go both ways, you know? But I know, like, I try and be the one that's not gonna put that on my kid because it's not fair.
Yeah.
You know?
My mom never said anything bad about my dad in front of us until I was about 21 years old.
Right.
And then
she's like, y'all don't know what I've been through. But it's so interesting because I feel like I personally would not, you know, make my kids think that they're doing anything bad about going to their dad's house because I would want to know, like, you know, was Michelle there this morning?
Oh, like, so you know, like, want to use your kids as spies.
Yes. That's also really toxic.
So then they would tell me, no, it's not toxic, it's real. I'm a real bitch.
I don't do that, but I have had exes do that to me.
I love you, Justin.
I don't want to, I'm like, why do I want to know?
I want to know.
I want to know.
I don't want to know.
I
don't care. I don't want to know.
I want to know.
I'm done.
I need to know.
How did you handle it?
Well, oh gosh, I don't know. Listen, I would hope that I can be bigger than that moment, like what you said, but I do think it's really hard. And I think it also depends. I mean, divorces are affected by so many things. I think if there's money involved, if there's infidelity involved, if you part amicably, then I think it's a lot easier. But you have to remember, these are two human beings in a relationship. So yes, I would try not to put my children in the middle, but like the way people divorce, how I grew up, like people are talking I respect it so much, but like that is just not how people divorce when I grew up.
Oh my God, I feel bad for my ex-husband. What would you do if someone sent you their bill at a restaurant? This just happened to Kyle Richards, and it's ignited a new housewife feud. That is next.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ooh, that third margarita is not sitting well today, everybody.
You said sixth during the commercial break. Look, you changed right? it to three, like, three when we came back on
what
air.
What happens
you
in the commercial break? Days of the commercial break.
Sorry.
Lisa Vanderpump just checked Kyle Richards, and I mean that literally. So the two happened to be at the same restaurant, which is this tiny. Kyle was out with one of the Bravo producers, and apparently Lisa thought they should pay her tab. Word is Lisa sent them her bill, which they decided not to pay. After not speaking to a friend for 2 years, was this the right way to approach it?
I mean, it's definitely a power move. You know what I mean? Like, I've definitely done this in the past.
What? Have you?
To an ex-boyfriend, I definitely did.
You're a psycho.
No, I'm not a psycho. I'm owed retributions for that relationship in perpetuity. And I was at dinner at a place that we used to go to, and he was there with a much younger group of girls that he shouldn't have been with in the first place. I was on a second date, and I said to my date, oh, we'll just send him the bill. And it wasn't a good date anyway. And
run,
so
Patrick, run.
No, Patrick would never do the things that this one did to me. And honestly, like, yeah, why not? It was a power move. I sent the check. By the way, he paid it. So, whatever, it's fine.
How did your date feel about that, though?
Because my date probably didn't feel great about it.
But you said it wasn't a great date.
It wasn't a great date anyway. And the best is that my ex texted me the next morning and said, A, see, you're still a cheap date, and B, wasn't that good of a date, was it? And I was like, I hate you.
I hate you because I want to say it was great.
It's just so, I don't know. You know, it's so funny. Lisa Vanderpump has a very cunning and funny personality. Mm-hmm. Like, I think her sense of humor is funny.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
For me, it would have been even funnier and better if she would have walked up after and just said, hey, wishful thinking, right? And had a drink with her and tried to mend, you know, the bridge that had burned between the two of them. But I think after 2 years of not talking and returning your former friend's phone calls, that's kind of a little bit below the belt. And it actually could have worked and put you guys back together.
But why didn't Kyle just pick up the tab?
First of all, don't send me your bill.
Why?
After I texted you, sent you a gift, and said, you know, let's make this right.
Right.
Don't send me your bill as the first thing. Like,
but
that's
then
weird,
there's also,
I think.
Then there's a part of me also. See, okay, like I said, I've got all the time in the world to be petty. Pettiness is an art. I don't often practice it, but I admire it. And like, I look at it, I'm like, oh, but who has the power then in the situation? Like, if you pay the bill, just like,
yes, that's what I'm saying.
That's the thing. Like, pay it and
just
be like, and just say nothing.
Yeah, or I would guess
how much I don't.
Well, hold on, hold
pay.
On. Let me post
a picture of the check.
Yes, yes.
And reveal everything that was
that's
ordered.
It, that's it. Post
let me
a
tell
picture.
You the other part of the story.
Okay. Oh.
And then
see,
you tell
I don't
me
know
if
why
you
they're
still.
Not friends.
And you, tell me if you still believe it.
Okay.
So allegedly, it got worse. An Instagram user posted this cast photo and claims a fan asked Lisa to sign on it on her way out. The fan says that Lisa did, but she also drew all over the faces of her former cast members. Now, we reached out to confirm, but have yet to hear back. The ladies had quite a reaction to this online. Do you still feel that same way?
I mean, look. as an adult woman, I think at times you got to be like, do I really need to start this?
Thank you.
And sometimes you do. But sometimes you do.
Yeah, and sometimes you do.
I feel like in this case, though, I'm with you in that. I'm a person. I would much rather mend fences. I'll be petty, but then I'll be like, okay, wait.
No. You know what? All right. I agree with you. And yes, being petty is fun sometimes.
Sometimes it's fun.
I just never want people to know that I'm pressed about something.
That's
Even
what I'm saying.
If I'm pressed about it, I still would want people to know.
That's why I'm saying pay the bill. Like,
but I
didn't
read it
get
the other way. I'm reading it. If you read on comments by celebs what the other ladies wrote in response to this photo, Lisa basically X'd out like Teddy's face. She put a mustache on Kyle and I think with Dorit. First of all, what you said is accurate. Lisa's British. She's got a very dry sense of humor. Right. And this is who she is. I found it funny. And I'm like, why are y'all so serious? Like, just make a joke of it. Like, I feel like everyone in LA is so soft. Like,
yeah, I will give you that. That is very true.
I feel like they're overly sensitive. It's soft. It's funny. Lisa Vanderpump is funny. Listen, I don't know the real deal the way that you know the
I don't know anything. Involved in this.
I
have no clue.
So I'm not even going to try to like have an understanding at the level that you have it. But I'm saying Lisa's funny. She's a Brit. She goes in for it. Don't be so sensitive, y'all. It was a joke.
No, what? She should have walked up and said, goodbye, Kyle.
That would have been okay.
That
yes.
would have been funny.
If the cameras had been rolling, that would have been amazing.
She should have said, goodbye, Kyle.
Yes.
Say goodbye to this story. Up next, Lady Gaga is joining Friends. Everything we know about the show's big reunion, plus Jenny Garth says she never watched an episode of 90210. And I'm going to go puke in the bathroom. We'll be right back with more Daily
Pop. I love that you're puking and not me.
Yeah. Justin.
Welcome back. Let's get right into today's Hollywood Minute. We have your first look at the Friends reunion. HBO Max just released this video of the cast walking together with a slowed version of the iconic theme song. The special will air May 27th. Now, a few details have been released, but we do know guest stars will include Reese Witherspoon, Lady Gaga, and Justin Bieber. Ronnie Ortiz Magro is taking a step back from Jersey Shore Family Vacation to focus on his mental health. Ronnie wrote on Instagram, it's a mutual agreement with the show and he wants to get healthy so he can be the best man and father to his daughter. His decision comes after the LA City Attorney's Office said it won't seek charges against him in his domestic violence case. Katie Holmes' hot and heavy romance, or at least that's how it looked to us, is over with Emilio Vitolo Jr. A rep for Katie told Us Weekly she and the restaurateur have, quote, parted ways amicably, but remain friends. It was back in September they were first photographed kissing in Manhattan. And that's today's Hollywood Minute, and I did it in under 60 seconds. Okay, all you Harry Potter fans are in luck. Ease, every Harry Potter movie ever marathon starts today at 3 p.m., and to get y'all hyped, Justin put together a little reminder of why we love this franchise oh so much.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
It's been almost 20 years since Harry Potter hit the big screen and taught us that snitches do a lot more than get stitches. Now, if you were one of the millions who lined up to see it at midnight, I hate to break it to you, but you're officially old.
Can you relax?
You see this kid? He went from
Harry Potter, the boy who lived,
to Harry Potter, the man who is giving us life.
You'll stay with me.
Always.
Until the end.
The kids were like millennial Beatles.
We were the chosen one, yeah.
And can we talk about that supporting cast? Robert Pattinson, Emma Thompson, Dame Maggie Smith, Alan Rickman. I can keep on going for days. The franchise was like Law and Order for iconic British actors. Everybody dropped in for that paycheck.
Mr. Potter, our new celebrity.
Now, these weren't your grandmother's family films either. Harry Potter asked the tough questions. How many pairs of spectacles does it take to finish a franchise? And can John Williams score anything that isn't pure magic? So thanks for 20 years of memories and movie marathons, Harry Potter. We'd love to party with you at Hogwarts, but we'll go ahead and assume our acceptance letters got lost in the mail.
Figure that out.
You both can shut up because you've never seen Harry Potter before, and I'm literally beyond.
I read the books. Not all of them, like three.
I didn't even read the book.
I am out of here. You guys, Jenny Garth is dropping a shocking 90210 confession. She says she's never watched a show that made her a star and a millionaire until now. Here's what Jenny told Us Weekly.
I have never watched the show back from the beginning, never watched a full episode, never sat there and really committed to watching it. So now watching it back, we're watching it from sort of a fan perspective. And I'm sucked in. I'm all in. I love the show. I think it's great. I can't believe I was on it. It doesn't even look like me. I don't even know that person. But I'm definitely a fan.
Babies. Babies.
Jody, as a millionaire, you know, it's a new word,
Where?
A new term.
Who are you talking to?
A millionaire. Do you watch yourself back? Did you back in the cut?
No.
You didn't do it?
I never watched Full House.
Wow.
And I think part of it too, like when you're, but see, now I can watch it and appreciate it in a different way. When I was young, I was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Like I felt silly. I felt self-conscious. I felt all that. Now I'm like, I don't care. You know, you kind of grow out of that. And now I think the show's hilarious. It's funny. I still don't really watch it though. But when Fuller came about, we would have like a preview before, and I'd watch a few episodes, and I always like to see, you know, dailies or whatever, like how I'm doing, but I hate watching myself.
I'm the same way.
I don't like it, but I know as an actor, like there's times I need to, but as a kid on Full House, I was like, I'm just having fun. Like, I don't want to, but fans totally know the show better than I am. They're like, remember that time on the show that you did this and Uncle Jesse did this? And I'm like, no.
You know, it was Full House that told me I was gay, right?
Full House did?
I saw John Stamos walk across that screen. I was 6-7 years old, and I was never the same again.
He has that kind of power.
It really changed everything I knew about myself. I'm the same way. I can't watch myself back. I don't like my voice.
Right.
I don't like to hear myself for some reason.
Nobody does, because you actually sound different in your own head. It reverberates differently.
100%.
So I don't like my voice either.
And the only reason I know that I do things on this show is because Tom tells me. Tom will literally tell me, like, literally the note I'll get, like, from Tom right after I walk out. That's the only way I know what I do on the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about you?
I don't like watching back because there's nothing that you can do about it. Like, we work in a live format.
Right.
So there is nothing that I can do to go back and change, like, how I was sitting, what I said, that I touched my hair too much. So there's no point in watching it back. It's live. It's over. And I think with a movie, it'd be a little different. Like, as an actress, like, maybe you could reshoot something. But for us, I'm like, no, it's one and done. I'm out of here. Forget the show. Let's move on to Monday.
I like that.
Right?
I'm going to take
for live TV, that's kind of what you got. You're like, and that's how I looked at it, I think. And I still kind of, I'm like, look, it's... Like, I gave it my best. I did this. I rehearsed. I did all these things. Like, I got the notes. I took them in. And now I release it to the, you know, like, now that's it. It's out there. It's done. Like, if I hate it, I'm only going to now sit with, oh, my God, I hate something that's out there.
I love it. Well, I'm not a millionaire yet. But coming up, get ready for National Chocolate Chip Day. We are celebrating with a delicious and healthy new recipe that you can all make at home, too. Millionaire.
What does that mean?
Yeah. It's going to be in every rap song.
Please welcome back to Daily Pop chef and author Sadie Radinsky. We're so excited.
Yay.
Because tomorrow is National Chocolate Chip Day, and Sadie has a healthy and delicious recipe to share with us. Everyone in the studio is excited about this recipe, so we're excited.
Indeed.
Now, before we get started, you all, make sure you pull out your phones and scan the QR code. It is right at the bottom of your screen. You'll get the recipe so that you can make this at home with us or this weekend. Okay.
What are we making today?
We're making tahini chocolate chip blondies from my new book, Whole Girl. So instead of like flour and sugar, it's made with tahini, which is ground sesame seeds.
Okay.
So it makes it gluten-free, grain-free.
Okay. So I am a purist when it comes to my baked goods. I cook with butter, I cook with vanilla, with eggs. So whenever I hear all of these ingredient substitutes like tahini makes me all nervous.
I know.
How did you come up with this recipe?
Well, so each chapter in Whole Girl helps us embrace a different mood. And for the chapter Be Wild, I wanted to make a recipe that sort of helped us get outside of our comfort zone and bake with an unconventional ingredient. So
let's do it.
Why not tahini?
Okay.
It's grain-free, gluten-free, and makes really fudgy blondies.
Perfect. So what do we start with?
We're going to start by cracking one egg into a mixing bowl. Okay. And we're just going to whisk that up. And so we are using regular egg for this, but they're gluten-free, grain-free, low sugar.
And you also have a sugar-free option with these, too, if you want to do it.
Yes. So if you want to make it sugar-free, you just use monk fruit.
So
now we're going to add in all the other ingredients. We're going to add in a cup of creamy tahini.
Okay. And this is really just creamy. I could see how this could make for a really good blondie.
Yeah.
Do I just dump everything else in?
Dump everything in there. That's some coconut sugar. So this is one of our sweeteners. We're also sweetening with a little bit of maple syrup.
Ooh, okay,
maple syrup. Everything in there.
Everything. It's there's like an order I'm supposed to do.
No,
I'm gonna screw it up somehow.
Actually, leave the flaky sea salt for last.
But okay.
Add flaky some vanilla extract. We're adding some baking soda sea salt. And as you see, this is such a simple recipe.
So easy.
Makes it really great for kids because it's like an easy way to get them involved in the kitchen with food.
And then I have to say, we have to add our hero ingredient, which are
Chocolate chips!
Yay!
And how do you prefer dark chocolate, milk chocolate, semi-sweet?
Dark chocolate. Always dark chocolate chips. Okay. And try to buy fair trade if you can. But I love dark chocolate. It's low sugar. It's great for your body. And it just tastes so delicious.
Okay, now once I've got this all mixed up, this is a little looser than my normal kind of blondie recipe. Is that normal? I want to show
this. Totally normal.
When you're baking, this is like a little bit looser than my usual brownie. So when you're doing this, it's okay that it's a little bit less.
It's a little bit more liquidy.
Okay. Yeah, because there's no flour. So once you've got just enough mixed, you don't want to overmix it.
Okay.
Just get it until it's all combined. And then you're going to pour it into a parchment-lined 8x8 baking dish.
Okay.
Align it with parchment just so it doesn't stick. And it just makes the cleanup super duper easy.
Okay, so in we go.
And this is just, I think it's awesome to cook with kids when they're young because it just starts off that relationship with food positive at a young age. So this is a super great way to do that.
Okay. I'm scraping every last bit out of my bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, right?
And you might want to lick it. Yeah. So then we're just gonna sort of smooth it out into the pan.
Got it. And okay, this might be a really dumb question, but for people that have maybe never made a blondie before, could you explain the difference between a blondie and a brownie?
Yes, so a blondie is like a brownie, but it doesn't have cocoa powder. So it still has those delicious chocolate chips and that fudgy texture and that sweetness, but no cocoa powder. So it's just kind of like a different flavor profile.
I really love blondies. I feel like it's...
Me too.
They're so good.
I know. It's a really great treat and it's amazing. These ones are really good for you because they're high protein, high fat, and low sugar. So they're gonna leave you feeling like energetic and satisfied.
I've done that with like chickpeas before. I've never done tahini. Yeah.
I love this. Okay, so once we have this in, what do we do with this?
We're gonna bake it 350 for about 16 to 20 minutes. And I like to underbake them a little bit so that they're like really fudgy on the inside.
Ooh.
So after you bake them, you're gonna grab your flaky sea salt.
Okay.
Flaky sea salt.
And you're gonna sprinkle it all over.
Now I have a question.
Yes.
Why is it that sea salt makes every sweet treat so much better?
I know.
What is that?
It changes the game. I think it's mixing the salty and the sweet together.
Salt and sweet is always
Chocolate with the sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
That flavor combination that's like sweet and savory, always a plus.
Exactly.
Speaking of, I'm going to just shove this in my mouth.
Please do. Tell me how you like it.
Oh my God, it's so good. So good.
And it doesn't taste like paleo or gluten-free or anything, right?
It also doesn't taste like tahini.
It's subtle.
Not at all.
And you know what? I'm a skeptical when it comes to healthy baked goods. Sadie, you have made me a convert.
Absolutely.
This is amazing, you guys.
I love it.
And you guys, you got to check out Sadie's book. It is called Whole Girl, Live Vibrantly, Love Your Entire Self, and Make Friends with Food. I love that motto.
Thank you.
I'm adopting that after
I'm making friends with this blondie.
I know, Sadie. Thank you so much for being here today. And y'all, do not go anywhere because up next, Tom Cruise will be right here. Yes, he's helping us put our Top Gun knowledge to the test when we come back.
Clear the couch.
I know. I'll save him a blondie.
Okay,
there you go. Right?
This weekend marks 35 years since Top Gun came out, and the movie is back in theaters for a limited run. You liked that, didn't you?
Yeah.
So we're going to play a little Top Gun fact or fiction.
Woo! All right.
Yes, guys. All right, first question.
Okay.
After the iconic line, I feel the need for speed, Maverick and Goose high five. Is this fact or fiction? Flip your paddles and let me know. Oh, we have one fact, one fiction. Let's see the answer.
I feel the need for speed.
Also, I have to say this, I maybe have watched Top Gun once in my life. So that was just a complete random guess.
Total guess.
But by the way, it was the 80s. You think they patted each other on the ass?
I mean, kinda. I would have.
I mean, right. That was after the high five. It was one of those. Right? Yeah.
Okay, Liliana, you have a chance to come back.
Okay.
Goose played the piano and sang during the movie. But fact or fiction, did he sing Elvis Presley's All Shook Up?
I don't think
so. Was he shook up or was he not shook up?
Is there an option for I have no idea?
I haven't seen this movie since 1989.
Both going with fiction. Let's see the answer.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Yes!
Oh, yes!
It's fiction, you guys. Goose sang Great Balls of Fire by Jerry Lee Lewis.
I knew that.
Right.
Okay. I knew it.
I didn't know it. I just guessed.
The most iconic song from the movie was Danger Zone by the great Kenny Loggins. Is it Loggins or Loggins?
Loggins.
Loggins. Fact or fiction? The chorus is My Way to the Danger Zone.
Fiction!
But that's not the chorus.
No, that's not the chorus. No, it doesn't say highway to the danger zone.
Let's find out.
Is it highway or my way?
I say highway. I'm totally wrong.
Highway to the danger zone.
It was fiction. It's highway to the danger zone.
Okay.
All right, fact or fiction.
No one's hiring us.
Bryce McGillis played Anthony Edwards' wife in Top Gun. Fact or fiction?
I missed the name.
What was the
name?
Question?
Kelly McGillis played Anthony Edwards' wife in Top Gun. You going with fact? You're going with fiction. Here's the answer.
Hey, Goose, you big stick!
That's me, honey.
Take me to bed or lose me forever.
Oh my God!
It was fiction. It was Meg Ryan.
Take me to bed.
Kind of love her for that because I didn't even know she was in the movie.
Is that weird? But that line is iconic. I think I've said that line. Never knew it was from that.
Exactly. Here you go, everybody. Am I the only one hungover here? Because it seems like you are too.
I'm just pregnant.
Next.
I'm just guessing.
Next up, you guys, how one great grandmother is proving you are never too old to make your dreams come true, and we are here for it.
I love it.
Come back.
Why is Tom so little?
We didn't want to point that out, guys. Do not do this. It's a lifestyle. We can't let you start your weekend without some feel-good Friday stories. Today, our sponsor, Unilever, is holding their second annual Day of Service. This year, they're focused on helping communities impacted by COVID-19, including women, families, and Black and Hispanic communities. Unilever employees will be volunteering, and they'll be providing millions of products and supplies to groups like Feeding America, one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Check out everydayyoudoesgood.com to see how you can get involved. Now, we all know age ain't nothing but a number, and Vivian Cunningham proved that once again by graduating from Sanford University in Alabama at the age of 78 years old. Check out this amazing moment.
Sanford University is proud to present its 78 years young graduate, Vivian Rosetta Cunningham.
She was like, put some respect on my name. Say that middle name.
Say it again.
Amazing.
You know, I always say, like, if you want to do something, you're going to keep getting older anyway. You might as well do it now.
Oh, my God. Look how proud she looks.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. Congratulations, Vivian.
Congratulations. We love you, Vivian.
Love you.
It's also official that gorillas love babies. Check out this video of Kiki the gorilla gazing at Emelina Austin's newborn son at the Franklin Zoo in Boston. Now, at one point, this is the cutest thing I've ever heard, Kiki even brought her one-month-old son to the glass to bond with the baby.
Stop.
She wanted to have a play date.
Stop it, y'all. I can't handle this.
How adorable is that?
I'm too hormonal for this. I can't. I'm going to, like, start crying.
Oh, no, that's pretty amazing.
I love animals so much.
Okay, you ready for this, too? And this little flag football star is the only girl on her team. But that didn't stop her from showing up and showing out. Look at her being a boss.
Yes! Oh, yes! Get it, girl!
With a ponytail. Can't stop me.
Can't stop me.
I know this is Feel Good Friday, and I hate to be shady, but Victor could learn a thing or two from this little girl. Oh my God. Next week, you guys, we're talking to Emma Stone, Amy Poehler, Pink, Gabrielle Union. You don't want to miss this. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye. That was really cute. I want that to be my daughter. If I have a daughter, that's her.
Of course, in a ponytail.
Right? Oh, yeah. That's it.